This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There have been protests across the nation after the leak of that Supreme Court draft opinion that would throw out Roe versus Wade, the case that legalized abortion. A protest in Los Angeles briefly turned into a skirmish with police. President Biden's warning that other personal rights will be at risk if the Supreme Court follows through on that draft opinion that would toss Roe. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says it's a radical decision that would jeopardize everything from same-sex marriage to birth control.
That's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
He wants Congress to pass a law formalizing Roe's abortion protections. And top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there will be a vote.
A vote on this legislation is not an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and real as it gets.
Though past efforts have failed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
J.D. Vance has won Ohio's GOP Senate primary. He had former President Trump's endorsement. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance, who received Trump's endorsement, won the GOP primary Tuesday, beating six opponents in what was a contentious race.
They wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance had been behind in the polls until Trump waded into the race less than 3 weeks ago. Closely watched races in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia are scheduled for later this month.
Vance now faces Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan in the general election race. Russian forces are unleashing artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine. They've also started storming that bombed-out steel mill in Mariupol. The largest wildfire burning in the U.S. is in New Mexico, about 170 homes destroyed. This is AP News. Pfizer says it's almost ready to ask regulators for approval of its COVID vaccine for the youngest children.
Pfizer says it's hoping to offer proof by late May or early June that its COVID-19 vaccine works for the littlest kids under age 5. Last week, its rival company, Moderna, did file data with the Food and Drug Administration for a low-dose shot for younger tots to be offered in two doses. Pfizer's currently testing three extra small doses of its vaccine in children under 5 after its two-shot version didn't prove to be quite strong enough. Currently in the U.S., only children ages 5 and older can be vaccinated. That leaves 18 million younger children still unprotected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $4.22 a gallon this morning, 9 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.